This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Now the set of the pitch. Lynn swings and drives, going to deep left center field. Taylor going back, way back at the wall. It is gone! Goodbye! Home run for Adam Lynn! A pinch hit line shot lands at the deep end of the visitor's bullpen. In left center field.
We'll be busy. Grant and Danny on the Fan. Charlie Slows, presented by the five-star cooling experts at Crop Metcalf, a proud partner of the Washington Nationals, joins us on the hotline in a moment. Call 1-800-GO-CROP or visit cropmetcalf.com. Schedule your appointment today. DJ Durkin kicks off the 1 o'clock hour. We'll talk Maryland football with their head coach. And at 1:18, some of the best audio of the last 24 or so hours in sports. Jam-packed segment with a lot of clips you'll want to hear, so make sure you're locked in at that time. If you won't be able to listen on the radio, download the all-new radio.com app and listen to 106.7 The Fan anytime, anywhere. So Charlie's going to take part in our announcement we're about to make, hopefully. It sounds like he could be in, which is a pretty fun deal that we're doing. Mark your calendars.
Here we go.
Tuesday, October 3rd. That is Tuesday, October 3rd, a few weeks away. Matter of fact, 2 weeks from today. We will be playing mushball, which is a big, rubbery softball on one of the pristine, immaculate, Major League caliber softball fields at the Nats Youth Academy in Southeast D.C. We'll be helping to raise some money for the Nats Youth Academy. We'll be playing with other D.C. celebrities, people from the Nationals broadcasts, and other participants who are going to play in the game who have played sports in D.C. over the years professionally, and our listeners. So if you guys want to play, we'll tell you how you can get involved in the coming days. But the Nats Youth Academy will hold our Grant and Danny, my team versus Danny's team, first annual mushball game, Tuesday, October 3rd, 2 weeks away. And Charlie, I'm trying to get you to call the thing on the radio for us. It sounds like this is a possibility so far.
So far, my schedule's open that night.
I like that.
We like it.
Mushball. How far can you hit a mushball?
So the fence is, it's kind of like Williamsport a little bit. It's like a little league design, beautiful field. The way that it works is it plays pretty true to life like baseball. So if you really crush the ball, you can hit a home run. But if you don't, if you get under it, it kind of wobbles, little pop flies in the infield. If you get on top of it, you beat the ball into the ground. It kind of plays authentic like a baseball game based on how well you barrel this mushy softball.
Gotcha. So is it the size of a softball? Because I've never seen a mushball.
I've never seen one either, Charlie. It'll be my first time.
I hadn't held one. I'd say it might be a little bit bigger than a softball. But it's essentially like, I don't want to say a kickball, but it's kind of like mushy, almost mixed baseball kickball feel to it.
What kind of bat do you hit it with?
Regular bat. Metal bat.
Wow.
Yeah. So to polish off the pipes. I know you'll be getting ready for playoff baseball in the major leagues, but this is a much bigger deal. I'd love for you to say, like, how many base hits I have on the season and kind of run through all of the Nationals rigmarole, if you would, while I'm at the plate. That would mean a lot to us.
And player
I got to ask you, if it's your team and you're the manager, you can bat yourself anywhere you want in the order, right?
That's a good point. This is a good
so
game.
You wouldn't put yourself sixth, right?
That's a pretty good point.
I'm in second because I value myself.
I actually would hit myself lower in the order because I like to fill out lineups correctly, Charlie. You know this about me.
Okay. So, well, if you're leading the mushball league in war, you should bat second.
Well, I shouldn't bat sixth, I can tell you that. There's no doubt about that.
I love that.
That's a great zing by Charlie.
I like everything that's happening.
Yeah.
Charlie, I also like where the Nationals are in the standings. 90 games won already at this point, 13 games left. How do they handle these last 13 games? Obviously, health is the most important thing, but maybe 1A there is being hot heading into the postseason. How can they do it? How are they going to handle it?
Well, it's really hard when you think about, if you're hot going into the postseason and then the season ends on a Sunday, October 1st, take the next 5 days off. So how hot can you be over those next, several off days, Monday,
sure,
Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, before you play again? So, I think that you do the best you can to feel like you're in a groove and your timing is good and you're seeing the ball well. And and hope that that carries over even through some simulated games and some batting practice sessions that are going to take place up to and before game one. I mean, I just don't like the 4 days off, no matter how you do it. But, you know, they're going to face a team that's going to be in the same boat if they're facing the Central Division winner. So it's the same for both clubs. And, you know, they're going to do things probably similar to the way they've done in the past. I mean, even, you know, trying to line up your rotation is tough to do because you're going to have everybody off. So you're going to try and get everybody to pitch as close to the end of the season. But you're going to have starting pitchers if they don't pitch in that final game of the season. And if you line up, say, Max to pitch Sunday, so he pitches on a regular day on Friday or Saturday with an extra day off to pitch Friday, there are going to be some guys where it's hard to get them game situations. There's going to be a layoff before they pitch again in games, but it's going to be the same for everybody. I just don't like the way that MLB does that. It's too long a layoff for division winners.
Charlie, how many relievers would you anticipate in the playoff bullpen? I'm going somewhere with this, but what would be the number you'd guess?
It's really interesting. I mean, you could have eight relievers. You could have an extra position player because you don't have to have a fifth starter. So, I mean, I think they have a lot of choices for relievers. I think it may come down more to the makeup of the bench and how many extra position players you may need. Say Stephen Drew is able to be healthy enough to swing the bat, but, you know, is he just a pinch hitter because he's been out so long and maybe, you know, you don't use him in the field, that kind of thing? Do you want the extra pinch runner? Do you want a third catcher so you can pinch run for a catcher in a big spot and know that you still have two catchers remaining? You know, these are all factors that they will consider. But when you look at the bullpen, you know, for the right side, obviously Albers, Kinsler, Madsen, to me, they're locks. And Oliver Perez and also Sean Doolittle from the left side are locks. Then it's who you picking from. You have Joe Blanton's experience. You have Sean Kelly, who's had a tough year, but he has experience. And then from Romero and Solis and Grace are all a little bit different. Did Romero show you enough now in the way he's pitched coming back in September to warrant being on that roster? Grace has had a nice run in the second half of the year to prove that he's a big league pitcher. And, you know, Solis, a guy who also has pitched in the postseason for the Nationals, but he's been erratic at times. So, you know, it'll be interesting to how this turns out.
I agree. And the reason I bring it up is I'm kind of curious about the right-handed setup men, and I'm not talking eighth inning, I'm saying middle relief, because as you said, you've got Madsen, Kinsler, and Albers that's locked in. Perez, I think you're right, is going to be there, and then Romero and Solis could be competing against each other. They could both make it, and you'd have four lefties at that point, which is a big deal.
Right.
But I'm curious about, like, the sixth inning and right-handed pitching. To me, I love Sean Kelly. You know how much we like him on this show. I don't think you can put him on the playoff roster unless something changes dramatically in the next couple weeks. My guess is Blanton might make it, but to me, they're a little bit short, other than Albers, in the middle innings on right-handed relief right now. I don't know who else they could add.
Right. With Kota Glover not coming back, they really don't have another right-hander. I mean, Grace has shown the ability to get both lefties and righties out. There's a decision. Do you feel like you want Edwin Jackson as a long man, if you feel you need a long man to add to the bullpen? What you're hoping for is that you don't need a sixth inning guy, that your starting pitchers are going to, you know, and of the teams in the postseason, the Nationals have the four starters in the National League that have given you more innings than any of the other clubs have. So you hope, you know, an ideal situation, unless you're behind and that pitcher spot comes up in the sixth inning, that they get you six innings and you can go to Kinsler, Madsen, and Doolittle with a lead.
Hey, Charlie, quickly before we let you jump, how many games or how much time do you think Bryce Harper will need? If he's on track and he's able to come back and play before the postseason, how much do you think he's going to need to be himself?
That's really hard to say. I mean, normally we see him come out gangbusters in spring training, and he usually always has good starts at the beginning of the season. Right now, in terms of his rehab, he's had no setbacks. Everything is moving along. They just want to make sure that he's 100% with that calf. I think that, you know, the knee has progressed very well. He's been able to run. Now I think, you know, if he was going to have any issues, he hasn't had any swinging the bat because you're transferring weight with that left calf and all. So now it's just a matter of what he can do in terms of side to side and cutting around the bases and what kind of maneuvers that you make in the outfield. And nothing they can do can really simulate what might happen in a game. But I think he's close. No one's telling me this. Just from me watching, I say he's going to play sometime in this road trip in the next week.
Charlie Sloz is with us each Tuesday at 12:45, the voice of the Washington Nationals here on 106.7 The Fan. Thanks to Crop Metcalf. Charlie, thank you, buddy. We appreciate it.
All right. Get your mush BP in.
I will. We are going to be ready to go. You get those pipes ready to call a game.
My back already hurts.
By the way, my goal is to have this thing broadcast live on 106.7 The Fan by Charlie and maybe like FP and a couple of the broadcasters.
Be awesome.
I think that. So you're driving around at night listening, and the game is on like it's the Nats, but it's just like Santana Moss playing mushball.
Here's Ruye with a ground ball to short. His quadricep is in right field.
Guy, if you don't hit two bombs, it's a problem. You're one of the 10 leading home run hitters in the history of George Washington University.
This is 20 years ago.
You're going to hit bolt.
I will not. I will roll over a ground ball and hurt myself.
No, I'll roll over ground balls. You're going to hit bombs.
I will not.
You're going to be sized to hit bombs.
I promise you it won't happen.
I bet you it does. Bet you. I think you're downplaying this a little bit. DJ Durkin next at 1, the coach at Maryland at 118. What Jay Gruden said, we got some audio. On the fade, he wants you guys to pipe down.
I played pickup basketball 3 years ago and blew up my hamstring. That was a bad decision. I called Window Nation and got a brand new house of windows and a sliding glass door for my residence. That was a good decision. Here's what happened. I reduced my utility bills every month. It looks great. I added value to the home. And, oh, by the way, got a tax credit for it. Now is as good a time as you'll ever find before that winter rush to buy from Window Nation, and they got a great sale going on.
Yeah, they got a deal that cannot be beat. Buy two, get two. Buy four, get four. There's no limit. However many you buy, you get that many free. No minimum or maximum purchase. Just a great deal. You buy two windows, you get two free. You're going to pay 0% interest for 18 months. Do not wait until the cold weather arrives to winterize your home. Do what I did. Do what Danny did. We both have homes benefiting from Window Nation. Energy bills lower thanks to Window Nation. Go to windownation.com or call them at 866-90-NATION. 866-90-NATION.
Tell them Grant and Danny sent you. Window Nation for your home and ours because it's where you live.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.